all. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
The first dimension of God is that we are created by God. You're not a self-made man. No other creature is created in God's image other than man, not even angels, no animals. God has no delight in anything as much or in comparison to man. We are created by Him. We are created in His image. Man is a spirit who possesses a soul and lives inside of a body. Created by God. No one else can express God like man. God has chosen down through time and in Scripture to speak through donkeys. Different things. God is God. He can do however and whatever He wants, but no one can express Him as man. In other words, man has every attribute of God in a bodily form. Now, I express very strongly the fact that because we are in His image and likeness does not make us gods. You'll hear a lot of that today in this new age, but we are not gods. We are man. Created after His image and likeness. But it does not make us gods. Are you hearing? Look at somebody and tell them, you ain't God. Now you think you act like you God, but you're not God. You are a man or a woman created in His image and likeness with the potential to express God. But it doesn't make you God. You have the potential to express His nature through a bodily form. That's who the Christ was. God in the flesh. Now, He was God. One of the distinct features that Jesus had when He walked in a fleshly body was that His body knew no sin. Now, imagine if your body knew no sin. Do you understand? He had to lay His life down. Otherwise, He would not have died. There was no death working in Him. Now, that was God. But see, there's an appointment with death for your body. Even though, you know, the word quickens our body and adds to us life, still, because we were born into this thing, after the seed of Adam or after that nature, there's a nature that's leading to death. But thank God for the incorruptible seed, the God that is in us. Now, I don't want you to twist this thing up or mix this thing up, because you got people singing about the God in them, but they ain't talking about Jesus. See, everybody that scored a touchdown that points to heaven ain't talking about God. Ain't talking about Jesus. It's just become popular. It's become fashionable. Score a touchdown and, you know, they bend down like they're praying. It's just a fact. Now, I'm not saying everybody's like that, but it's just fashionable. But we're talking about Jesus, the name that is above every other name, the name by which you have to come through in order to enter the door. He is the way, the truth, and the life. We're not talking about just God. We're talking about Jesus. Amen? So we are created by God. Divine nature and attributes. When Adam was created, divine nature and attributes were to continue to manifest in him as an earthen vessel until he was filled with the glory of God. Now, do you understand? The devil had Adam to abort the journey. God's plan was, see, what happened, let me say it this way, was plan B. The devil, you know, let me just say it that way, because, you know, God wasn't taken by surprise or anything. His plan is perfect. But it was never really God's plan for Adam to fall. He gave him choices. And he made the wrong choice. And sin nature took hold of him. But it wasn't God's plan. God's plan was that he took Lucifer's place. Man took Lucifer's place. And God created him, let me say it this way, in a higher order. What is man that you are mindful of him? I did an example, I believe it was Wednesday night. And this is something that we must understand about the angelic host. You know, you don't worship angels. You know, Jacob asked an angel what his name was. He said, what's that to you? What me telling you my name going to do? What is your name? He said, don't ask me my name. Jacob, he asked Jacob his name. He said, oh, Jacob, no. He said, no, I got a message for you. Your name is changing. Brother Johns, come up here again. I want to show you this. Try to build into your spirit just how wonderfully and marvelously you are made. Because a lot of us have self-esteem issues. You know, really, the church, we got to get past some of that stuff and really begin to understand who we are and more than that, whose we are. I told our leadership this morning, God showed me this so strongly this weekend. He's getting ready to cut off the past. Some enemies that have plagued you up until yesterday. I'm talking about the past. I'm talking about, I'm not talking about, you know, a neighbor that you've been living by a long time. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about stuff in your head. I'm talking about stuff that's in your heart. From way back when you got beat up as a little boy, or you got molested as a little girl. And stuff that has plagued you and caused you to have anger problems and issues with relationships. Can't keep no money. Those things that happened way back there, the bad role models you had, the stuff coming up that etched stuff in your spirit that wasn't right. I declare to you today that God is cutting some stuff off. He's breaking some chains. He's loosing some bondages. Even right now. Tell somebody, them Egyptians you saw yesterday, don't look for them anymore. God getting ready to drown them all. Come on, I said, God getting ready to drown some stuff. That stuff that had you hemmed in. That stuff that intimidated you. Those people you couldn't look in the eye. That place you couldn't go because you were afraid. God said, that day is over. Come on, it's time to take dominion in every domain. Stop being afraid of stuff that ain't even real. Fear is false evidence appearing real. That stuff you're afraid of ain't even real. It's just stuff locked in your head, locked in your thinking patterns. God said, I'm putting an end to that. You're getting ready to see God in a way you've never seen him before. You're getting ready to come close to God like you've never been close to him before. Because he's cutting off the past that has held you hostage. I'm telling you, there are going to be some testimonies. Radical change. Because it's time. Your time has come. This brother's standing at attention. He's the angel that's sent to guard you. Come on. He's the one that walks beside you. You don't see him. Maybe every now and then somebody I've seen. Maybe every now and then you get a glimpse. God will open your eye just for a moment, let you know he is with you. Don't be afraid. You see, this angel, I'm going to show you something, the difference between angel and man. Angels, when they are at attention, they are at attention. They are under complete obedience. Come lean on this. Come lean on this, right? Just lean on it with your elbow. See, angels can't do that. They don't grow weary. So he don't get tired of standing at attention. He don't get tired of watching. See, he don't need to take a nap. Come on, stand back up here. He's always at attention. He's always guarding. He sees things coming afar off. He knows, he reads movements. He hears sounds coming from heaven, coming from hell. He knows when an attack is about to come. Now the devil saw that man was different. Now I used the example of the night. Now that's the angel. Now let's say he's guarding your house. Right? Versus you having a security guard. I'm a security guard. I'm human. I may have had a long day, but I'm on the midnight shift. So I'm supposed to be watching the little TVs, you know. Finally, I'm asleep. I'm gone. Burglars on every TV screen. Time I wake up, they done robbed everything. Because man gets tired. Man has shortcomings. Angels are under strict obedience. They had a chance to make one choice. Serve God or go with Lucifer. They had one choice. They can't decide no more. The devils can't decide, well, you know what? We changed our mind. We want to come to God. No, it's over. The angels that decide to follow God, they can't turn. They're under strict obedience. But man, the creature of choice, how wonderfully we are made. Now, let's say Brother Johns is an evil spirit, okay, from being your guardian angel to becoming an evil spirit. They observe man, the devil, after he was Lucifer, he became the devil, Satan, our adversary. He observed man and saw, you know, man is so versatile. Man can express things more than we can. See, they're evil. All they can express is evil. But he said he saw man. When man gets happy, he can show happiness through his words. He can show happiness through his expressions. He can show happiness by dancing. He can show happiness by relationship. So the devil said, you know, if we're going to have a fuller expression, let us disrobe ourselves and get inside man. And you have some angels that have disrobed and become demons. Not the principalities and powers, but another class that have disrobed and they seek to enter into man for a fuller expression. Thus we have the world system. He'll use people's talents and gifts not to glorify God, but for his own purpose. To seduce young women, to lead astray young men. I want you to just see the difference between and why Satan hates you so. Because of your special place in the heart and the affection of God. His kind intention is towards you. What Lucifer once had, who is now Satan, you occupy that space. Amen. I said you occupy as God's glory. He was once the morning star, but you have to understand something about him. All the precious stones and all the pipes and all that he had was none of his. It only reflected God's glory. When the light would shine upon the stones, it would reflect the glory. But the light was not his. He was the light bearer. The light did not come from him. It came from God. Now that light is turned dark. Now we are his glory. You are the light bearer. You are the light of the world. Hello? Can you see that distinction? Good angels and evil angels. That's why God, he first sent the Holy Spirit to arrest the earth. When there was darkness, he sent the Holy Spirit first to arrest the darkness. To arrest the darkness. And when that happened, Lucifer had to leave the earth. He went into the heavenly. Couldn't go back to the third heaven. He went to the heavenly. Because the Holy Spirit is here. There's a portion of scripture in Genesis that says, when man fell, it says, the man has become like one of us to know good and evil. That's the wrong interpretation. The original Hebrew doesn't say that. Catch this and study it yourself. It says, one of us must become like man in order to know good and evil. And that was Jesus. Jesus said, prepare me a body. Lo, I come in the volume of the books in order to redeem man. See, because God didn't know good and evil. All God is good. Jesus is the one that became man.
As we continue in part two of 10 dimensions of man's call. The first three dimensions of man's call. We are created by God. Two, we are ordained to be blessed by God. Number three, God speaks to man. Demons want to enter man to have a fuller expression in the earth realm. The devil was only a reflection of God's glory. God's kind intention is to bless his children. You are blessed and highly favored. Our worship attracts God's presence. As you worship, God begins to wash you and he can break you in the midst of worship. When the Lord sees you, he sees you as equal to Jesus. And we can only see this by the Spirit, not the flesh.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.